From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Candidate for California Governor Delaine Easton recently claimed millennials have only a 50-50 chance of doing better financially than their parents. That marks a big drop in upward mobility compared with the past. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked the Democratic candidate's statement.
Easton made her claim about millennials in a recent op-ed in the San Francisco Chronicle. Her statement is part of her larger campaign theme of building an economy that works for everyone.
California needs to be a place where you can buy a home, send your kids to college, and live a comfortable retirement.
Easton's campaign told us that her specific claim about millennials and their financial prospects comes from a 2016 Stanford study. Stanford researchers used millions of tax records and census data to compare income between parents and children between the years 1940 and 1984. The study's authors say they accounted for inflation and other changes, and that Easton accurately characterized their conclusions. Tom Allison is with the Young Invincibles, a national group that advocates for expanding economic opportunities for young adults.
That statement is, by and large, correct. That is a cornerstone of the American dream, that if you work hard and play by the rules, then you can exceed the living standards of your parents. And we've seen a precipitous decline in that.
The Stanford study found financial success has become more concentrated in recent decades and has dragged down millennials' upward mobility. In the end, we found Easton's statement is backed up by a credible study and supported by additional research. We rated her claim true. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
We'll find this story, including a link to full versions of all PolitiFact California fact checks, at krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.